Hi, everybody. This is Pam from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories. And that can be found directly accessed to the blog, Make Room for the Stuttering. And it's also available as a free download on iTunes. As always, today I have the opportunity and privilege to speak with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story with us. So I want to say hello to Lotte. I hope I got that right. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm Lotte and I am fine.
Thank you for being on the show with us today. Can you get us started and formally introduce yourself, your name again, where you're from, and what you do with yourself?
I am Lotte. I am 20. I am almost 28 years old, and I am coming from the Netherlands. And in daily life, I am a Bachelor of Law.
Oh, wow. So you're studying to become a lawyer?
No, I don't am a lawyer, because then you are a master of law, and now I am a bachelor of law.
Okay, so what type of work are you hoping to do with that degree?
I like to help people, and I have worked for the local government.
Okay, all right. And what type of work have you done with the government?
I helped people when they had questions about, for example, benefits.
Okay.
Or they had questions because they want to build a house.
Okay, I see. So that sounds a little bit similar to government work here in the United States. People might have questions about what type of government benefits or services they're entitled to, or that they might be able to benefit from to help them improve themselves. And we have people that work in person in offices doing that type of work. And we also have people that answer telephone lines to do that type of work. So, yeah, so that sounds at least somewhat familiar to hear. What got you involved in doing that type of work?
I love to give people advice. And I love to be. Hoe zeg je dat, schat? Dat je maatschappelijk betrokken wil zijn?
Socially involved.
And I love to be social involved.
Okay. Okay. Who is that?
That's my boyfriend.
Hello. Tell him I said hello.
Hello.
So you have a little bit of a translator with
Yes.
you. Great,
Yes.
great.
I
Yeah.
have talk with me.
So socially involved. Yeah, I see that because you're very actively involved in the Facebook online stuttering support for forum, the one called Stuttering Arena. How did you hear about that? The Facebook groups.
From other people who stutter. And so I involved with the stutter community on Facebook.
Yeah, do you enjoy being involved like that? Communicating back and forth with so many people who stutter from all over the world?
Yes, I like Facebook and this community because I love to give advice to other people who stutters.
And we're very glad that you do. Very glad, because it's so important for people to hear from people from different countries, so that we can understand the cultures and the perspectives, which are not always the same from country to country, obviously. What is it like for people who stutter in the Netherlands? What's the culture like? Is stuttering accepted pretty much?
No, it isn't in the Netherlands because stuttering isn't here a disability.
Okay, so stuttering is not considered a disability in the Netherlands.
No, it isn't.
People who stutter, like, do you have to keep it hidden? What do people think when they come across somebody that stutters like yourself?
There are a lot of people who stutters who are hidden their stuttering because they shamed they feel ashamed, but I am myself, and I don't ashamed for who I am.
Congratulations. That's such a positive, healthy attitude to have.
Thank you.
Has it always been like that for you? Have you always been pretty open and comfortable with who you are as a woman who stutters?
No, I didn't because when I was little and I had a very bad stutter with a lot of blocks, then I had a lot of problems with myself.
Did the when you were in school, did the other kids tease you and make fun of you because of your blocks?
No, they don't. But it was very hard to follow a normal study. because they found that I am not be a bachelor of law, and now I am a bachelor of law.
So I'm trying to understand that. So when you were younger and in school, did you have to take special classes because it was hard for you to communicate?
Yes, I had a lot of social classes,
Okay.
but yeah, it didn't help.
Okay. Did you take any type of speech therapy when you were a child?
Yes, I had a lot of speech therapy, but that didn't help me either.
What type of speech therapy is available in the Netherlands?
What is a logopedist? You have a lot of different speech therapy in the Netherlands. You have a couple of normal speech therapy, and then you have alternative speech therapies in the Netherlands.
Do the speech therapists have a lot of experience with stuttering?
They have a lot of experience, but they aren't someone who's stutters.
I see. Yeah, here in the United States, we have more and more speech therapists who are actually people who stutter themselves. So that makes it, you know, much more easier for the client who's going for therapy to work with a therapist who understands what it's like to stutter and block, and also understands, like you said earlier, the shame that is involved with stuttering. Do the therapists in the Netherlands get trained there, or do they get their schooling in other countries?
Here you have a study special for a speech therapist.
I see. And does any of the therapy focus on acceptance? Accepting who you are as a person who stutters, and being proud of it, being okay with it?
That's a very hard question for me, because I don't accept my stuttering.
What do you mean? Why don't you accept it? See, I kind of got the impression from what you said earlier that you don't hide it. So I thought that you do accept it. So what do you mean you don't accept your own stuttering, if you don't mind?
Because I want to be free, and when I accept my stuttering, then my stuttering will be here, and that's isn't my goal.
So is your goal to try to be as fluent as you can be?
No, that isn't my goal, because I did a speech therapy, the Hausdorffer, and then if you follow that therapy, then it's fluently isn't a goal.
Okay. What is the goal?
To be speech normal, but that isn't fluently speech.
Okay. So it sounds to me, and correct me if I don't get this right, but it sounds to me like the goal is to be able to speak comfortably and confidently, even if you still stutter a little bit.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, because you are stuttering a little bit, but you sound very confident in speaking, and you sound quite comfortable with yourself.
Yes, I love to speak.
So that's why I guess I was mistaken a little bit when you said that you really haven't accepted your stuttering, because it sounds to me like you have, because you sound so confident when you speak.
Yes, I love to speak.
Do you speak a lot? Do you speak publicly?
Yes.
Do you speak?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I hear him in the background. That's so funny.
Yes.
So, do you speak to groups? Do you talk to other people who stutter?
I like to speak, so if I get a chance, then I speak.
Okay. And I have to ask, what does your boyfriend mean? Does he mean you talk too much?
Yes. Yes, because I love to talk, so.
Does he stutter too?
No, he don't stutter.
How did you two meet?
I did a speech therapy, and so we have met each other.
Through a speech therapy course?
Hoe zeg je dat je een paar oefeningen had? I did a couple of exercises, and then we have met each other.
Okay, so he didn't take speech therapy, just you.
No, because he isn't a stutterer.
Okay, all right. So stuttering doesn't bother him then, right?
Yes, no, it's okay by him.
Oh, good, good. And what's his name?
Jeroen.
Jeroen?
Yes.
Mm. Well, I'm glad that he's part of the show a little bit. because it brings up a very in interesting point. Sometimes people who stutter, especially women who stutter, think that they can never have a boyfriend because they're
Yes,
a
they do.
Because of the fear and the shame about stuttering. Some people think that that will keep them, not from not being able to find a boyfriend. So it's nice to hear that it's not an issue between the two of you.
No, it isn't an issue.
Now, how did you get involved in ELSA, the European League of Stuttering Associations?
We have a stutter association here in the Netherlands, and so I'm involved with the Elsa.
In what capacity? How are you involved?
I'm a volunteer of the Stutter Association here in the Netherlands.
And were did you get involved when you were younger? Because our friend Anita from
Yes.
Sweden, Anita told me that you were involved with some of the youth programs for ELSA.
There was Elsa Youth meeting this year, and so I have met Anita.
And have you talked to some young people who stutter? Did you get a chance to talk to some other young people, like teenagers and early 20s, and talk with them about what your experience has been?
Yes, I have talked with people who were there on the Elsa Youth meeting.
That's wonderful. And I understand that the next World Conference for people who stutter will be in the Netherlands in
Yes.
2013.
Yes, that is correct.
That is very exciting. Will you be involved in the planning process?
No, I don't be involved with Stutter Congress. Congress.
You won't be involved with planning it?
No.
Oh, you should be, since you love to speak.
Yes, I love to speak very much.
Do you know where it will be? What's like the major city in the Netherlands?
It will be in Lunteren.
Okay.
Small village.
And Lunteren is a small village in the Netherlands.
Okay. Is it by Amsterdam?
No. But do you know Utrecht?
No, I don't. So it'll be in a small village, not by the big city of Amsterdam.
No.
I see. And where do you live in the Netherlands? Are you in a small village?
I'm living in a normal village nearby Rotterdam.
Okay. Rotterdam. We have a small town here in New York in the United States that's also called Rotterdam.
Okay.
And the city that I live in, Albany, New York, actually has Dutch roots.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure of the history of that, but apparently Dutch settlers many hundreds of years ago came to this part of New York and named Albany this name. And then we also have, like I said, a couple of cities close by. One is called Rotterdam, and we also have a city called Amsterdam. So we have some Dutch roots here.
Yes.
So, how would you say that stuttering has affected your life as a young woman who stutters? Has it ever held you back from doing what you've wanted to?
Yes, it does, because when I was little, I was very shy and I was very still. Is still so? I was very quiet.
And it was because of your stuttering?
Because I don't like my stutter, and I was afraid of the meaning of other people.
So how did you manage that? Did you purposely try to stay quiet most of the time?
Yes.
So what changed? What made you decide that you weren't going to be quiet anymore, and that you were going to allow yourself to speak a lot?
Because I did the house orphan therapy.
And that really helped you with your attitude?
Yes, very much.
So, it's okay now for when you speak publicly or to anybody, it's okay if you stutter sometimes?
Is okay for me, yes.
And is how you're stuttering now with me, is that how you typically stutter?
No, because this is a challenge for me to speak in English, but because this isn't my mother language.
Okay, so you stutter more in Dutch?
No, I'm stutter more in English.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're more comfortable speaking in your native language, Dutch?
Yes, because
you don't stutter as much.
Yes.
But you know, like I said earlier, you're doing very well. You speak English beautifully, and it seems like your stuttering is just like some minor hesitations and very minor repetitions. And so you're okay with that?
I'm okay with it, yes.
Yeah, and I just heard like a little bit of a hesitation there, but you seem to have very forward flowing speech, and you're very easy to understand. So I wanted to let you know that.
Yes, I like this conversation.
Yeah. Do you work on pausing a lot when you're speaking in English to slow yourself down a little?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Because it sounds like you do. It sounds like you do. Yeah. Because you sound very comfortable, and again, it seems like you're saying exactly what you want to say without
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Great. Great. That's good. 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 Good to hear. What type of advice would you give to young people in the Netherlands who stutter and are having a hard time dealing with it? What would you advise them?
It's important to be yourself.
And what else? Would you advise them to try speech therapy?
If they want to follow speech therapy, that's okay. But it is important for other people who stutter to go their own way and don't listen to the meaning of other people. Just be yourself.
Even if they're being demeaned by other people.
Yes.
What are some things that you have done or you could encourage other young people to do if you get a negative reaction from somebody about your stuttering? Should you say something, or have you said something?
That's
It depends
on the situation.
Have you ever advertised to somebody that you stutter? Have you ever told them right away that you stutter and asked them to, like, be patient with you?
Yes, because I'm very open about my stuttering.
And when you say that right away to somebody that you've just met, do you think it makes that easier for them to respond to you?
No, because some people don't like people who stutter.
Yeah. Do you think it's because they're just not educated about it?
Yes.
So what are some of the ways that young people can educate other people about stuttering?
It's important to talk about stuttering and our own experience about stuttering.
What about your family? What does your family think about your stuttering? Have they been supportive?
My mother is also a person who stutter.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So obviously she's supportive because she understands it.
It's very normal for my family.
So, do you talk about it?
Yes, we talk about stuttering. It's a normal subject for us.
Does anybody else in your f family stutter?
Yes, I have a couple of uncles.
I see. I see. And how many siblings do you have? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother.
Is he younger or older?
He is younger than me.
And he's very accepting of you and your mother stuttering.
Yes.
Did your mother feel it was her fault that you stutter because she stutters?
Yes.
Have you ever talked about that with her?
Yes, we have talked about this subject.
Did she ever do speech therapy herself?
No, she didn't.
Does she speak a lot?
No, she doesn't speak a lot.
That's just you, right? You're the one that likes to talk a lot.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. Could I talk to your boyfriend for a minute? Would he be willing to join the conversation for a minute or two?
Yes, you can. Here he is.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you say your name again?
Jeroen.
Yarun.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think about this? What do you think that your girlfriend stutters? Is it, it What's your take on it? Is it okay?
I barely ever hear her stutter because when she's at home or with her family, she barely ever stutters. It's usually when she's nervous, she starts stuttering. And usually she's not nervous when I'm around.
So it's never been an issue for you then, because you hardly ever hear it.
Well, even if I would hear it daily, I'm very open-minded. I don't judge people on if they stutter or miss an arm or ride in a wheelchair or have another color of skin or whatever.
Right. Wouldn't that be one wonderful if the whole world was like that?
Yeah, we can always hope.
Yeah. Have you met other people who stutter through your involvement with Lotte and her family?
A few, not a lot.
And again, it's okay with you, because it doesn't matter. You're not a judgmental person.
No, even before I met Lotte, if somebody would start talking to me who had a stutter, I would let them talk out, just like Lotte learned me to do with her.
So she taught you how to respond to her.
Yeah, I can't help her when she's buying something at the counter. She wants to do it herself, so I have to keep my mouth shut.
Do you find sometimes that you want to do that for her because you just want to be helpful, because you care so much about her?
In the beginning, but now I know she really wants to do it herself, so I let her.
And
So I wait.
And what about eye contact? Is that important as well? While you wait, do you maintain eye contact the whole time?
Oh, but that's just me, but I have a real big problem with keeping eye contact with persons. I can really mimic making eye contact really well.
Why is it that you have a problem with it?
It's something from my past.
Oh, I
I had a
see.
problem with people and being around them.
I see. I see. Well, you certainly don't sound like you have a problem now. You seem very, very social, and your English is beautiful.
Thank you.
Where did you learn to speak in English so well?
I think in the beginning I learned a lot of English from TV.
Really?
Yes. With the first commercial television networks. But I also learned a lot of English from gaming, another bad subject.
Yes. That make
With online games, with talking with lots of different people and from all different kind of countries, so you speak English.
Yeah. That makes sense.
With my study, lots of books were in English, so you need to read in English. So it comes naturally to me, sort of. And I
What?
suck in Dutch, by the way.
Pardon?
I'm really bad in Dutch spelling, etc. I was always better in English.
Really? It sounded to me like what you said when I wasn't sure. You said, "I suck in Dutch, by the way." Is that what you said? You have a good sense of humor too. One last question, and we'll go back to the star of the show. What advice would you give as a person who doesn't stutter, who interacts with people that do stutter?
Be patient. It's with all communication. Listen to the other person, and if the other person needs more time, give him more time.
It's as simple as that, right?
For me, it is.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining in the conversation like this, and for also helping a little translating earlier. This is great, and it's nice that you actually in introduce yourself, because you'll be part of the show too.
Well, yay, I'm famous.
You are.
We are famous.
You're both famous now. Thank you so much, and please let me have. I'm going to try it again and see if I can say. Is it Lotte back?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Here I am.
Yes. You're so lucky. You're so lucky to
Yes, I am.
have such a kind and understanding and patient boyfriend. Not
I
everybody
have a
has that.
wonderful, sorry.
That's okay. I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I have a wonderful boyfriend.
Yes, you do. He's very, it's bit very bottom line for him, Just listen patiently to everybody, and that's how communication works.
Yes, that is very important.
And it's also interesting to have talked with the both of you and to realize that he is much more fluent in English and you're much more fluent in Dutch.
Yes,
How do you
that is true.
How do you communicate with each other when you're just it's just the two of you back and forth? Is it mostly in Dutch or is it a combination?
We are talking in a Dutch.
That's great. Well, I'm so happy that we were able to hear from you and from your boyfriend. I'm so happy that you were able to take the time and share a little bit of your story and keep speaking. Keep talking. You're making a difference, and thank you again for being on the show.
Yes, That is very important because we have a voice and we have the right to be heard.
Absolutely. And your voice has been heard today, loud and clear, and I really appreciate it. And this has been Women Who Stutter and Their Boyfriend, Our Stories.